musicians to come. Not today is to justify me and answer what I am for, but you, a new brood, native, athletic, continental, greater than before known. Arouse, for you must justify me. I myself but write one or two indicative words for the future, but I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. You've made it through the work week. You've made it to Friday night. You've made it to our traditional family gathering, and this is World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio on KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life. All right, from left to right in the studio, let's go. On my left, we have Mr. Michael Amade. On your radio, it's to the left, too. I'm kidding. Go ahead.
I'm just letting the dramatic pause build. Anyway, hello.
Hello.
I'm here.
Welcome. Made it through another week, brother.
Made it through a very educational week.
Yes.
Very educational.
Now, further on to the left, let's go ahead and bring on our Phantom Relief co-host. She is simply known as the Phantom.
Is that stage left?
Stage left. And radio left.
We're on the edge of the weekend, you guys.
We are on the edge. We're standing on the edge of the weekend.
I'm wearing my weekend mustache.
There we go. And further on to the left, or my right, operating all things technical, please welcome the Ape Boy.
Good evening, all.
Good evening.
I do apologize.
He is all thumbs tonight.
He doesn't even have the one finger?
Not even one finger.
I lost it.
He's not allowed to use that one finger. We're going to be good in the studio from here on out.
I will argue that thumbs are fingers, too.
All right. So what we do here is poetry. 1 to 3 minutes long. We want clean poetry, no foul language. If you drop the dreaded F-bomb, you are out of here. I do want to reflect that all poets reflecting their views here are their views only. They do not represent World Poetry Open Mic, KZKO The Vibe, or MSC Radio Networks. And
sometimes our comments don't even reflect
MSC Radio Network. So if you've got sensitive ears, if you are easily offended, we apologize. You have that right to be offended, but the poets have the right to offend as well. So, that being said, call us with your poetry. We do have a new sponsor I want to let you know.
We have a new sponsor. It's Denise with Wild Sight, which is a bicycle apparel company. And they're sponsoring us this month, but also at our June 19th event at Forest Room 5.
I am so stoked for that event. I'm stoked she's on board for that, too.
I know. It's cool. I talked to her for a while this afternoon, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and I think we're going to have a lot of good music. It's a great atmosphere. It's very, very cool. But we have Denise on the line. She's going to share a poem with us. Hello, Denise.
Hey, howdy. How are you?
Hi, Denise.
Doing very well. This is Michael now, and J-Todd is here with me like we talked about. So we understand you have a poem you'd like to share with us.
Yeah, absolutely. It's about a coyote. So whenever you're ready.
Oh,
yeah.
We're ready right now.
Okay, sure. Okay, it's called The Simple Mind, a Coyote. I am the hunter, the survivor of all, of your building destroying. I am watching it fall. I am fur-bearing, a game species so-called, but it is after 8 hours chasing prairie dogs. I feel I must rest until the next moment arrives when distant movement pricks my ears. And so now fears give way to the hunger-stealing years. I step onto surface, so strange to my paws. Some hardness, ungiving, loud sounds, applause. Speedy forms raised past me now. I am confused. Must I wait? I am trying to cross Black Sea, yet I only hesitate. No one sees me yet. Forms blurry are all that can be. The simple mind, a coyote. Can you please just notice me? We all want to be seen, so does wildlife. That is for Wild Sight. Helping raise awareness for animals living close to the roadside.
Nice.
Thanks, guys.
Well, and you know, Denise, I know this is something that the Wildside is really focused on. Can you give us a couple tiny, you know, quick facts about that? I know that I received some information from you that I talked about, but isn't it something like a million animals a day?
It is. That is the count. Everything from small mammals on up to large animals like a moose, for example. And a lot of the animals that are lost on our nation's highways are not even counted.
Right, and that's really something, and we really appreciate you spending time raising awareness of this.
And exactly, and if people were more alert while they're driving, those animals would still be alive.
Well, environmental awareness is one of the things to reducing road mortality and giving animals a fair chance. And as an eco-psychologist, I'm basically focused on raising more awareness for them, and so I started WildSight, which is a cycling apparel company dedicated to bringing a voice to the voiceless. So they're all message-specific wildlife-themed jerseys that help get animals more attention. And so when motorists pass a cyclist, they see the back of the jersey. And instead of seeing just a company, they see a message carried on behalf of wildlife, and they think about it more. So that's the focus.
That's a good
nice.
Point.
That's a great point. And a great cause, I got to say. And I'm so glad you're on board with World Poetry Open Mic, Denise.
Thank you so much for having me. I love what you guys are doing. You guys are awesome.
Thank you so much, Denise.
Look forward to seeing you soon.
Okay, we'll see you soon.
Have a wonderful night. Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And that was Denise with WildSight, which is the bicycle
apparel
company.
Our new sponsor.
That's right. And they're at WildSight, which is SIGHT.CO.
Yes. Don't drop the M off com. There you go. Easy to remember.
Just drop the
Drop the M.
But now we're getting confusing.
Yes. All right. So if you want to share your poetry like Denise did, give us a call 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598 or south of the Mississippi. That's 303-386-3598.
Or if you're north of the Platte River, you're going to want to call 303-386-3598.
Okay, now we got a crush. Hey, we got another caller in here. I think using those numbers that many times worked. Hello, Ellie. How are you?
How are you?
We're doing great, Ellie.
It's nice to hear your voice. Michael, usually J. Todd answers the phone.
I know. I had to jump on it today to make it happen.
Yes.
Oh, that's nice. Nice to hear your voice for a change.
Well, thank you.
How are you all doing?
We are excellent. It's a warm day. I wouldn't quite say balmy. It's kind of more of a desert dry.
It's a desert dry heat.
But no, it's very nice. How about you?
I'm doing good. It's raining like heck here, but that's okay. The garden needs it.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
The poem I've got for you is called Unique.
All right.
And it's a pantoum.
All right.
Released from the world's cocoon... Collective thinking, a prisoner's soul, unique, individual beauty winging, above the world, outside the box. Collective thinking, a prisoner's soul, design as no other, each its own, above the world, outside the box, soaring new heights of inner beauty. Design as no other, each its own, gifts emerging in fullest becoming. Soaring new heights of inner beauty, freedom, mind and soul take flight. Gifts emerging in fullest becoming, unique, individual beauty winging. Freedom, mind and soul take flight, released from the world's cocoon.
Done. And a hearty round of applause from the World Poetry Open Mic singers.
Hi, John. How are you?
Thank you. Good.
I love all that applause.
Excellent. Thank you for calling our show, Ellie.
Okay. You take care. You guys are wonderful, and I'm always supporting you guys 100%.
Oh, we're very blessed to have you as part of our family. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Goodbye.
Oh.
Once again, if you want to call in like Ellie, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. Phantom?
Yes?
Please say the phone number.
Do I
have to? You
need to. Okay, I believe it's 303-386-3598.
What are we pay you for?
Now,
I don't get paid.
The applause that you hear is the sound of Mr. J. Todd Underhill, myself, the Phantom, but actually to add an extra... sound of clapping. I have now begun clapping my feet together as well to add in that extra sound.
You are very talented.
That's something that, you know.
Which,
yeah. Yes.
We talked about being offended earlier, and I said something fairly offensive a couple weeks ago.
Did you?
Did you?
I did. When I was filling in for you, I think I referenced your feet as clown shoes.
Yes.
They're not. They are normal sized. My shoes are just so big. On the show, and I was so flustered trying to fit into your position that it was just like, I didn't even know what to say.
Well,
so
it's,
I apologize,
you are forgiven.
Sweet. Thank
you. You are forgiven for saying I have clown shoes.
All right. That being said, we've got another caller on the line. Please welcome from All Poetry, Illinois. I don't know what you're writing on this board.
That's
from
a country.
All Poetry, please welcome Nicole.
Hi.
Hey, welcome.
How are you guys doing?
Doing good. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm a little nervous. This is my first time reading.
Oh, don't be nervous. We're a family here.
Yeah, Nicole, we have been through the nerves as well. We're all here to support, and we really think it's great that you took the leap of faith to call.
Well, thank you.
So what do you have for us?
The poem I'm reading tonight is called Through My Brother's Eyes.
All right.
Just like the beautiful surroundings of the sun setting at dusk, my brother's eyes look the same. His eyes now guiding me through a different world. He sees all of his own. He looks up at the gray clouds I see going by. He points and smiles. I feel the first raindrop fall on my arm as he looks up at me. He smiles with the biggest grin that has me smile too. He sees no harm in anything out there, but only the stillness of what is here. As I sit him down on the grass for the first time, he looks at it with wonder in his eyes. He takes his hand and touches the grass for the first time. He does all this while trying to pull out as much as he can so he can put it in his mouth. He fails at doing so instead he looks down at the grass while having both of his hands in his mouth and begins to talk. I look down at him and smile. My brother's eyes light up my life. The crystal blue I see lets me know I'll be all right, all when I look through my brother's eyes.
Well done.
Thank you.
Nicole, that was great.
I got to ask, how old is your little brother?
Well, he's 3 now, but when I wrote this, he was like 6 months old.
Excellent. And how old are you? Because you sound kind of young, I got to ask.
I'm 22.
You don't sound it at all. You sound 14, but you did very well.
Nicole, that was very good. Thank you. And that was, you know, I think you really highlighted something. There are a lot of poets out there who, you know, it's nerve-wracking for them to call and share the poetry. But it really, sharing your poetry is such an important and vital part. And we really thank you for having the courage to do it. Now, right. if you want to call and share your poetry,
you can call 303-386-3598.
That's right. Or you can send it in to worldpoetryopenmic.net. We have a contact form. We have some poetry, including one from a gentleman who is in West Bengal, India. And I think the Phantom is going to take that away right now.
It's actually in Kolkata, West Bengal.
West Bengal, not Bengal. West Bengal is the state.
Yes, this is... I apologize. I'm probably going to butcher your name. It's Rajkumar Mukherjee. And this poem is called To My Nightingale. If you leave this garden, O my nightingale, let all know that this is the last bloom of spring, merrily chorused by the cuckoo and Giselle. I cannot fathom when it will be again bring your rhythmic tune that is always added with smell of jasmine's lavender roses together cling. Splendor of love, sensual, joyful, inhale, can drive away all clouds of doubts and missive, of misunderstanding, and bring new love spell. Murmur of river and touch of cool breeze thrive. Two souls in ecstasy, love blooms like a flower, quietly mingle as if like bees in a hive. If you have to go, leave without a shudder. Let nature bring back again rain and winter.
Well done.
Isn't that a beautiful piece? That's very Rumi-esque, I should say. I don't even know if that's a word.
Rumi-esque? Yes, we'll make that a word. We're poets. We're allowed to play with our words.
That's true. That's
very
true.
Well,
but... Very
Raj
good.
Kumar,
yes,
thank you for your submission through our website. If you want to submit like he did, if you got nerves, you don't want to come on the air, you can submit at worldpoetryopenmic.net and fill out our contact form, and we'll get it. We'll read it on the air. We've got a couple more ready for this.
Yeah, we do have a cutoff time, though, at 6 p.m.
Mountain Standard Time.
Day
of the show.
Daylight time, because we're on daylight time now. 6 p.m. no matter what, mountain time.
6 p.m. whatever time we are.
Yes, exactly. Because you leave at 6:01. Anyway.
That's correct.
We're being told by our producer we have to take a break. We thank you for tuning in. If you're on the line, hold over break. We're going to listen to your poetry. You're listening to World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution of poetry radio on KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life.
It's your girl, Lady K, host of Sounds of Soul. Like most people, I like to make sure I have a nice tan before the summer. And summer's right around the corner. So check out one of our sponsors, At the Beach. They got hot new deals going on right now. 31 locations in the Denver metro area alone. So check them out. ATVTanning.com. That's ATVTanning.com. At the Beach, my favorite place to tan.
Tired of cutting coupons and looking for deals or ways to save money? Daily Pocket Deals has everything you need, offering new deals for local businesses every day. Daily Pocket Deals is sure to keep more money in your pocket. Visit dailypocketdeals.com and enter promo code KZKO to be automatically entered to win one of many great prizes.
Tori Amos? Nice.
Wait, Tori Amos? Tori Amos plays piano?
Occasionally.
Okay. What is it? Quick.
Teen Spirit.
Yeah.
It smells like Teen Spirit.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd heard this before. It's good. I think it's one of the better versions of this song, actually.
No, you know, Tori Amos is
You have not impressed the Board Monkey.
I know. I don't impress him.
I think you're actually disappointing
it's
him.
It's a good thing
moment.
He's going on vacation for a week. He's about done with us for a while.
Now, I will say, tonight is great. You know why tonight is great?
Why?
Because it's all about poetry.
It
if
is.
You want to call and read your poetry on the air, 303-386-3598.
It is all about the poetry, and we do have a poet on the line calling from Michigan.
The Mitten State.
Please welcome Dennis.
Hello, J-Tad, Michael, and the Phantom.
Hey, Dennis.
Greetings from the Mitten State.
Yes.
Greetings.
Thank you.
From the state that looks a lot like Wyoming.
I have a poem tonight.
Are you going to share with us tonight?
Pardon?
You're going
to
share.
Oh, I think we just had something cut out there. Sorry about that. So what do you have for us to share tonight, Dennis?
I have a poem. The title is Foundations.
And okay.
It goes like this. The place where my ancestors stood to live their lives as best they could has now been left for me to trod, a barren land or fertile sod. Their genes have been passed down to me. I share their DNA, you see. Although their place nowhere be found, I build upon their hallowed ground. I carry yet some of their traits. My time to build here now awaits. How long will my remembrance be by those who now will follow me?
Nice.
Thank you.
Brother, you are a blessing on my life, keeping us going with your poetry for, 26 straight weeks now? 27 straight weeks.
I've been on 26 weeks out of the 28.
That's 26 right. out of 28, that's a dang good record there.
That's better than me.
It's better than most Yankees pitchers. Anyway, we're not going to go there.
The blessing is mutual, and I really appreciate the show, and I promote it all the best I can.
We know you do, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you for being a part of our family.
God bless.
Thank you. If you want to call in like Dennis, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598.
Or you can send in your poetry to worldpoetryopenmic.net as well. There's a lot of different ways to share poetry. You don't even have to be reading your own. You can call and just do a cover or, you know, something like that. If something that speaks to you and you really would like to share with the world. That's what this is really about.
I'm going to be doing a cover later.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Oh,
a very poet cool. I know, actually.
Poet you know.
For friends online.
Does he know it?
Yeah. He feet show it. They're Longfellows. Anyway, we're not going to go there.
And I kind of wanted to remind everybody about next week, too.
That's
next
right.
Next week.
We are not going to be able to have callers next week.
That's right.
No, but you're welcome to listen still. We're going to patching together a best of. Now, we can't fit all the best of because we'd be playing 28 shows straight. But
yeah, that's true.
I've hand-selected a few, so. We're going to give you that try.
So I think it's going to be great.
A show playing over the air, but you won't be able to call in because it will not be live.
No.
That's right.
But we'll make that apparent.
And we actually have a caller on the line. We have Jenny calling in from Colorado. How are you doing tonight, Jenny?
I'm doing good.
Thank you so much for calling in. Do you have a poem to share with us?
I do.
All right. Go ahead.
Okay. It's called Damn Toxic.
All right.
And our love is so damn toxic. Can we give without measure? Can we separate from self-pleasure? Can we be secure without self-greed? Can we be giving of self without need? If not, then our love is so damn toxic. Filled with poison, waiting to strike. Like a snake, we share toxicity and resistance. But our love is essential to our very existence.
Right on.
Wow. Well, Jenny, that was great. Now, you're a first-time caller, aren't you?
No, I'm not a first-time caller.
Okay.
You've called us before?
I have.
Thank you for
calling.
That's great.
Well, I was going to say you sounded pretty confident. Sometimes first time callers aren't as confident, so that was very good.
Oh, thank you.
Now, do you go down to any of the live open mics here in town?
Say it again.
Do you do any of the live open mics here in town, like the Mercury Cafe or Ziggy's or anything?
I've tried to get to the one at Ziggy's, but I haven't gotten there in time. But might try that one.
Ziggy's is fun. If you're free on Sunday nights, the Mercury Cafe has a great poetry lineup. They do the Jam Before the Slam with Seth hosting. You can read your poetry on that. They've got just a standard open mic, and then they do a slam poetry off.
But the worst case scenario, Jenny, Forest Room 5 on June 19th, 7 p.m., we're all going to be down there, and we would love to have you come down. It's just, there's no tickets or anything. Just come on down and have dinner with us, and we read some poetry and play some music, and it's fun.
Okay.
Okay.
Excellent.
Thank you, Jenny. All right. Thank you, Jenny.
All right. Thank you.
If you want to call in like Jenny, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. We've already had some great poets tonight. I think Mr. J. Todd Underhill is going to share something with us.
Yes, hot off the presses.
Hot off. You got your mittens on.
I've got
your
my
Michigan mittens on.
My Michigan mittens. And this is from a poet named Regina that I know online. This is entitled The Pains of Darkness. Amber light, fading, dying. Darkness, encompassing, consuming. Voices, untruthful, lying. Fear, uncertainty looming. Sleepless night, too well known. Nightmarish horrors on the nights of fitful sleep. Peaceful dreams far away have flown. Only despair follows forever deep. Pacing, frightened, craving dawn. Wishing away the awful voices. Knowing not where hope is gone. And having no more choices. Black gives way to gray, the voices drift afar, the sun gives promise of a new day, and erases each and every scar. But soon the light begins to fade, giving way to darkness once more. Again she must lie upon the bed she made, and cry her pain as before. Well done, Regina.
Regina, that was great. And you know what? Good read, man. Really
Thank
enjoyed
you.
That. Now, we have a great friend of the show, a young star of the show.
Yeah, a star,
No kidding. We have Individuality on the line. How are you?
Good, and you?
Doing wonderful, thank you.
I actually was just writing a note to ask the guys where you've been. I haven't heard you in the past couple of weeks, and I was like, we need to hear her, and you called in.
That's great.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Tonight I'll be reading here.
Excellent.
I can hear myself without making a sound. So say one, so say them all. When I sit quietly, I'm speaking silently, holding captive thoughts that are phenomenally empowering. So selfish, so say them all who are deaf. My mouth is open, but still they don't hear. So now I scream, a heart-wrenching, glass-shattering, ear-piercing scream, a breathtaking, tear-jerking, lung-hurting scream. But still they dare me to speak. I believe I've spoken, but then again, could it be a dream? I am a mute, so say one. It is I who is deaf, who say them all. So I sit quietly, continuing to speak silently, maintaining my dignity, by keeping my thoughts within me. Pathetically, oh pathetically, I tried to showcase my poetry. Melancholy, I fell upon deaf ears. Apologetically, I return here. Beyond the rails of my mind, where a mic appears. I take hold of this forgiving mic and hide my fears. My audience, can you hear?
Well done. And yes, we can hear, and we are listening, and your voice is amazing.
Thank you.
Oh, you can't put us through the withdrawals like that again. You need to call our show every week.
I will.
How's your grandma doing?
She's doing better. She's moving back to New Orleans.
Right on. She going to call us soon, too?
I'm going to work on it.
Right on. We love her voice, too. She's individuality. Always got a voice here, too.
We love to use guilt to get people to call in every
week.
There you
go. So,
no, thank you very much.
Thank you for calling us.
And go ahead.
If you want to call in like individuality and rock our socks off like she does, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
Now, if you don't know this number by now, you probably haven't been listening very well.
But what is it again?
It's 303-386-3598. However... We're going to be going to a break shortly.
And we just sent our board monkey into... Yes.
I think we've actually said the phone number more this episode than any other previous episode.
You mean that 303-386-3598?
I think what we're going to do is the Phantom looks like she has a poem she would like to read. Is that right?
Actually, no.
What's with the pointing to the book and nodding your head like yes?
There was actually no nodding or pointing.
Okay.
All right.
I'm crazy. I'm blind.
So just so you know, you're listening to KZKO, The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life, and we are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Is it time for a new ride? MSC Sports presents Denver Auto Sales. Whether you have good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all, Denver Auto Sales has what you need. With a vast selection of quality pre-owned vehicles, there is something for everyone. Make sure you mention KZKO to receive $500 off your total purchase price. Denver Auto Sales is conveniently located on North Federal Boulevard in Denver. Or visit www.denverautostore.com.
Denver's best entertainment, covering many events of all communities throughout the state of Colorado. It's the LatinLifeDenver.com.
Yes! I got this hula hoop move, ready? Watch it! Oh yeah! A hula hoop on each leg! I've got one on my neck, brother. Are you doing all cover music?
It is widely known that the Police...
Yes, but do you know who it is?
No. It's the Police.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. This is a cover.
This fiction plan? Who is it?
Def Leppard.
Queensryche.
Oh, that's Queensryche?
Even better. Well done.
I was going to say, Sting must have had a bad day. No, I'm kidding.
No,
I'm kidding.
No,
Queensryche is fine. They're good.
I think about these things all day, and I would never, and I mean never, put Queensryche on Covering the Police. Ever.
Yeah, that's true. You think about these things all day?
I do. I spend a lot of time crunching numbers at work, so I try to keep my mind a little distracted.
You're like, what if Queen covered Wagner? What would happen?
No, actually, I was thinking, what if the Hanson Boys covered Metallica?
I could hear it. I could hear it. Believe it or not, I actually was given, and against my will, I will say, actually went to a Hanson concert 2 years ago. They're older now, and actually, they're very, very good. They're really good musicians now.
Well, yeah, they don't have people writing their music for them. They're writing their own stuff.
Exactly. No, they're very, very good now. I can hear them do it.
Of writing their own stuff, we have a poet on the line from Hawaii making her second appearance on World Poetry Open Mic. Please welcome Julie.
Hello there. How are you?
Doing good.
Great.
So what
I'm ready.
Oh, I was going to ask you what the morning sunrise is like in Hawaii right now.
Actually, it's beautiful.
Nice.
Well, you really just indulged me. Thank you very much, Julie.
I know. I have to, don't I?
I think that's the only way people can handle me, to be honest.
That's the only way the show runs well, is if we just nod and smile at Mike and indulge him.
All right. Well, if I may, I have a poem from Sandra Reynolds that I told her I would read for her. But while I was sitting here, I just came up with a little thing for you guys, and I don't even have a title for it, but I just wanted to throw it at you.
Just do them both. We're good.
Okay. Come one, come all. It's Friday night. Time for World Poetry Open Mic. Share your rights on KZKO.com, or just tune in and listen along. Whether from around the globe or just across the sea, KZKO is the place to be. Friday nights, don't miss the fun. Try it. You'll like it. That you can't read just one.
Beautiful.
Wait, I got a quick question. How much are we paying you?
Yes, exactly.
Because that was
You're
awesome.
Not paying me anything yet. I'm doing this now just to show you. This is my internship.
There went our advertising budget. Damn it.
Julie, could you do us a favor? Could you email that to us?
Of course I will.
That would be excellent. Thank you so much.
And how you get there is worldpoetryopenmic.net, and you use the contact form there, and we'll get it.
You got it.
All right, and you said you're going to do one from Sandra Reynolds also?
Yes, I am, if I may, please.
Oh, yes, I know her. She's on All Poetry, too, right?
You see, she certainly is, and sometimes Dennis reads for her, so.
Nice.
Okay, it's called Summer Morning.
All right.
You came with love one summer day. We talked of future life ahead. The words were said, I heard you say, a verse of love from book you read. Beneath a tree as evening drew, we watched the setting sun go down. The sky turned black from azure blue, two lovers kissed without a sound. You held me gently through the night as crickets sang their lullaby. Then dawn arrived and brought the light. I saw you smile and give a sigh. Ah, love, you gave that summer morn, the years we spent, the joy we had. Regrets are few. I think of dawn. Your heart was mine. I'm never sad.
Well done, Sandra and Julie.
Thank you very much. And this is, you know what, can I do one more just real quick one for my husband?
Of course you can. For your husband?
Thank you.
Of course.
Thank you. It's called Our Song. It started out off key and the words didn't rhyme, so we kept on rewriting it time after time. The chorus came quickly. It was there from the start. And soon the melody flowed and we each learned our part. We diligently practiced almost every day. We wanted it perfect in each and every way. Although some days were good and some were bad, we both gave it everything we had. It was well worth the effort, because for you and me, we now flow through life in perfect harmony.
Nice.
Thank you.
Julie, thank you for calling our show and supporting us.
My pleasure, and thank you guys so much for supporting poetry.
Oh, you know, this is, everyone says that I do a good job for the poets out there. I'm being selfish. I love just coming into the studio and listening to these poets say their rhymes.
I don't blame you at all. It's great, and it's a wonderful thing you do. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Julie.
Aloha.
Aloha. Aloha. If you want to call in like Julie, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
You know the number. It's 386-3598. You know,
we've been missing something.
We've been missing a few things,
yes.
Actually.
Where were you going to go?
Well, the thing I was going to go is I wanted to kind of bring up kind of Mr. JT here, the board op, who I know is answering the phone at the moment. But he, you know, he's a very special guy.
He is.
And I mean that in a very good way. He works very, very hard during the show. We stand in here, we talk to people. His arms and all of his toes are doing very important things, I'm told.
Yes.
During the show. And so, I mean, one thing that a lot of people know, you know, as it's come out with the show, is that he is a level 27 haiku master.
He is.
And, you know, he's just recently returned from a week abroad where he has been studying in Norway.
In Norway.
With an ancient form of haikus that apparently, I don't know, there was some sort of Japanese pilgrimage to Norway back in the early medieval period. I don't understand how that really works.
That's for the correction.
But that's where he's been. So, ladies and gentlemen, our one only haiku master.
He's a haiku master.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, what do you say after something?
You can't say anything other than haiku, baby.
Okay, so, as always, there's going to be several haikus. I just can't get my head around that being proper English.
I know.
It's not really proper English.
It's translated Japanese.
Exactly.
All right.
But there's going to be four of them. There's going to be a specific subject matter that are it's indirectly referenced. Send us a message on Facebook. Tell us what you think it is.
Or Twitter.
All right, you ready?
Sure.
All right, first one. Microscopic size. Replicate inside live cells. Darn the common cold.
Okay.
Fairly dark.
That is kind of dark.
Dark, moody piece there.
Yeah.
First time I think I've ever heard you use the word darn.
You're pushing yourself, eh, boy.
All right. Merlin copied me. Purple dragon infected. Sneezing a fire.
Uh-huh. I think I might have this.
And last time I had a cold, I literally sneezed a fire. Created by man, hidden within the matrix, computer crashes.
All right.
Okay?
All right.
And hacking the planet, eating up the data bits, warming the way in.
Nice.
Yes.
I know what it is.
Do you? Well, that's because he's a haiku master.
He is.
He's a haiku master.
Hi-ya!
All right. So before we leave this, 8-Boy, go ahead and cue up your microphone.
All right.
So, you've been chomping at a bit going, I've been level 27 for how long, and you want to make level 28, correct?
Always. I strive for
perfection.
All right. I will give you your assignment to reach level 28. You ready?
I'm ready.
You're on vacation this next week. We're canceling our live show and doing a best of because you're not going to be here.
Right.
So, while you're away on vacation, one haiku, three words, must make sense.
Got it.
All right.
And you must be in Norway to do it.
No. He's got the TARDIS.
He just came back from Norway. Yeah. Why would he go again?
No.
Speaking of, you know, we are talking about a Japanese subject matter, so if you really do feel more comfortable saying haiku and talking about multiple haikus, that's okay.
Would it be called haikai then?
No.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
No, it's okay. We're talking about Japanese subject matter. You're all right.
She is now giving you the permission to call it haiku.
Can I tell you how much I appreciate that? Because I actually do, honestly, live and die on other people's permission.
There you go.
Well, I'm glad to help you.
Now, but someone who doesn't do that, someone who strives for poetic excellence all the time.
Please welcome from Ohio, someone who doesn't know how special he really is until just this phone call. Please welcome Tate.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Tate. Before you get started, I need to tell you something. We have selected you as our Poet of the Month for June for World Poetry Open Mic. Yeah! So, Poet of the Month, what do you have for us?
I'm getting laryngitis, so I thought I'd try something short on you tonight.
All right, fair enough.
I believe you, really short. It's called Worthy of My Friends. Thank you, by the way.
Oh, no worries.
To walk the roads of soul-strewn streets and all thoughts we know of living leaves us lonesome for others' feet, finds sharing to be in giving. Through path and switch with company, skipping along the winding road, I pass through then a company with he whom life seldom bestowed. For in those who share my few comforts, won't you join me in life's amends? For as long as I walk this earth, may I be worthy of my friends.
Oh, brother, I live that sentiment every day. Man, we are blessed to have you as our Poet of the Month. And you show how dedicated you are. You call in with laryngitis to share on our show. You are definitely worthy of that title, my friend.
Well, thank you very much.
All right, we're going to let you go real quick so you can go heal. Hopefully we'll hear from you next week. Maybe the laryngitis will go away.
Not next week.
2 weeks from now.
2 weeks.
See, you have a whole week off to heal.
Oh, great. I'm sure I'll get better by then.
Excellent. Thank you, brother. Congratulations on being selected World Poetry Open Mic's Poet of the Month for June.
Thank you so much.
Excellent. If you want to call in like our Poet of the Month, Tate from Ohio, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598.
And, you know, that's the thing about all the poets that call in here. They're just dedicated to their craft.
It's true. Well, you know, and even the people who send in, we have people who, you know, send in poetry on a very regular basis as well. It's, I mean, the cool thing is kind of having this forum, it starts becoming kind of a discipline that I think a lot of poets get into. They want to have something new to read or something to share every week.
Exactly. And mind you, I have a little bit of writer's block going on, but it keeps you on your toes because you're listening to all this great poetry and you're like, God, how am I going to write something like that? You know, or can I write something, or does that inspire something inside of me? Which we get a lot.
Now, one thing, we have a caller that I want to go to, but before we do that, you were just talking about writer's block. There's something that I started doing a few weeks ago, and I had mentioned to JT, who had passed along, it actually really does work. And it's something I'm stealing from a psychologist who's out in Hollywood, who deals with writers a lot, is when you're running into writer's block, the thing that they prescribe to do is for 1 minute, set a timer, whatever, before you start writing, pray to write the worst sentence or the worst line or couplet ever.
Really?
Pray to write the worst. And it's generally because we have high standards, we expect too much, and then we kind of get caught in our head. Trying to write the worst, it might actually end up being the worst, but just keep doing it, because if you keep opening up, it'll start to flow again.
Okay. I think I might try that, actually.
It actually is very, very useful.
Is that going to be our Poetry Fight Club assignment, is for everybody to pray to write the worst couplet ever?
I like that.
Okay. Well, let's make it.
Cool.
So try to write the worst poem ever.
And not next week, but the following week. Call in and share them with
us. Exactly. You got 2 weeks to write the worst poem ever.
I think that's ample time.
I could do that in 2 minutes.
There you go.
However, someone
that doesn't write bad poetry is on the line with us, so let's bring him on board. Please welcome, from New York, he is Steve.
Greetings from a wet and dreary People's Republic. How are all of us today?
Oh, we're good. We don't have rain. Are you inundated with rain there?
The beginnings of the tropical storm. It started around noon today. It's due to keep going till about noon tomorrow.
Oh.
How much rain are they expecting? I was kind of paying attention to that out there.
3 to 5.
3 to 5 inches?
Yeah.
Oh, we get that in one snowstorm. I'm kidding. Totally kidding. Different things altogether.
Yay! By the way, I wish I was as good at predicting political wins as I am at predicting Poets of the Month. Congratulations, Tate. Well done.
Well done, Tate.
And well deserved.
Yes.
Wasn't it you who suggested us to do that?
A lesser man might perhaps bring that up, but of course I am too big to mention that.
No, you're not too
big. 3 weeks ago, but that's...
But who's counting, really, amongst friends?
Got two short pieces for tonight, if I may, both of which were written this week. I seem to have been on a roll. One in my normal, morose, depressing style, and then one to prove just that I can make people smile.
Okay.
All right, let's go with morose and depressing first.
Get that out of the way, yeah.
Okay. Chasing the dying of the day. Heading west. Chasing the dying of the day, relentlessly pursued by oncoming night, I struggle to keep this day alive, to lengthen this brief delight. But the night must overtake me, despite all I try to do. This day shall soon be over, and so my time with you. One short day of passion, too few stolen hours, but they were all we'll ever have, the only time called ours. In memory, I shall recall a tenderness sublime, the only day I'll ever have when your love was mine.
Nice.
Stellar again, Steve. That's good poetry for rainy weather.
Exactly.
Well, thank you. And the second one, real short, was inspired by trying to mow the lawn on Saturday when it was 94 degrees and 90% humidity.
Zoinks.
It's called Middle-Aged Suburban Fears.
All right.
Having reached a certain age, fear changed with passing years, no longer preying upon my mind or causing nervous laughs or tears, no longer fearing women, career, family, or crime, young man's fears are banished by the ravages of times. But now the greatest fear, to be seen on the evening news, middle-aged man dead of heart attack, suffered while trimming ewes.
Nice. Well done. I love it.
Gentlemen and Phantom, have a magnificent week off next week, and thank you again for everything you do.
Excellent. Rumor has it you're flying in for our big event on the 19th, right?
No, I just checked my mailbox. I didn't see any tickets coming in the mail.
Oh, there's no tickets. You just show up, you have dinner, you enjoy the poetry, and you make a large donation to autism.
That was very smooth there, man.
Yeah. Well, you know, since I am a lawyer, I'll see if I can just hop on my broom and fly.
That's what we were expecting the whole time.
There you go. All right. Oh. Once again, you're listening to World Poetry Open. Thank you, Steve.
For any lawyers listening, I do not mean to be offensive. The views are not shared by KZKO.
All right.
Or any of our crew.
So, if you want to call in like Steve, give us a call 303-386-3598.
And the Board Monkey is telling us we do need to go to break at some point.
Okay, so you're listening to KZKO, The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life, and this is World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Hey, Lady K here. You need a new ride? Go to Commercial SX Motor. Contact Mike or Ray at 303-678-0300 or visit them at 131 South Main Street in Longmont, Colorado, 80501. Go to SXMotorsLLC.com and get a hot new ride for the summer.
What better way to show you care than to send one of my mom's pies? Fresh homemade pies using nothing but the best local fruit and the finest ingredients. Handcrafted with love right out of their Boulder kitchen and passed down for four generations. Mmm, that's my mom's pies. Call now, 303-652-6667. That's 303-652-MOMS. And order your pie today. Or check out their delicious menu at mmpies.com, where you can select your pies upon request. That's my mom's pies. What are you waiting for?
Oh, cars. And... I forget who does this. I used to have it.
Again?
I used to actually have this, but I forget what band it was.
Fear Factory.
Fear Factory, that's right.
What the hell?
You bought my collection for me, didn't you? That's why you had that.
Yeah, maybe.
And maybe this is the one you used to have.
It is. That's kind of cool. I like that remake. I need to borrow that to put it in my computer.
Oh, okay.
Well, welcome back.
Welcome back to World Poetry Open Mic and Music Talk.
Apparently. If you want to give us a call and read your poetry on the air, it's 303-386-3598.
And if you're a member of Fear Factory and want to call and share some lyrics on the air, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
Wouldn't that be just excellent? But in the meantime, we have another poem that was sent in from the gentleman in India, Raj Kumar Mukherjee, named Love's Bless.
All right.
You and I together will sow seeds of love that will ever glow. In moonlit night with rivers flow, we took a vow, we took a vow. Wind carried that solemn declare, removed sorrows and all despair. Hearts filled with joy that dare to bear our love and care, our love and care. Time passes by with warmth and chill, old owl hooted at night with shrill, indicating of change, time's drill. Our baby they kill, our baby they kill. Now we cannot see face to face, love has fallen from lofty grace. We blame each other for this mess. Love yet bring bless. Love yet bring bless.
And Raj.
Those are some real, I mean, and you know, the poetry tonight has all been stellar. It's kind of cool because we haven't read anything of Raj's on the air before. We know he was a listener.
Yes.
But, I mean, this is some really, really solid stuff. And it's very, very good. And Raj, if you are listening, which I hope you are, please keep sending in poetry. This is excellent.
And Raj, if you're listening, record some of your stuff. Send along at jtoddunderhill@yahoo.com. I do a podcast, and I would love to include it in that. I can understand why you don't call from India, because it's probably very expensive to call from there. So send it along to my email address, and I'll include you in our podcast. And if you want to hear the podcast I'm doing, because I've got a new one coming out, it should drop sometime this week, sign up for our mailing list at worldpoetryopenmic.net.
And we do have a caller on the line.
What?
We have Billie Jean from Arizona calling. How are you doing tonight?
I am excellent. How are you?
Doing good. Welcome, Billie Jean.
Hello. This is my first time calling in.
Oh, I'm very impressed. Thank you for calling us.
Yeah, Bob and Dennis kind of kept nudging me to call, so I finally have some free time to go ahead and get this done.
Nice.
Well, that's their job. We respect that.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to read one for you that I wrote about 8 years ago when I was on a Greyhound bus going from Panama City, Florida, to Tucson, Arizona, to see my mom, who was having a bypass surgery.
Wow, you fit time in that bus ride to write a poem? You probably could have written about 50, right?
That was a 3-day bus ride. I had plenty of time to write poetry.
Yes.
Okay, it's called The Cat, the Dog, the Mouse, and it is just my way of explaining the Sonoran Desert to people who aren't familiar with it.
Okay.
It says, hold on, let me pull it up. I see the morning rising low, like a scrawny alley cat, stretch its limbs to and fro, across my desert Shangri-La. In her wake, an orangish glow, as night does hide from growing low. She runs the valley, scales mountain walls, leaves a trail of faint cat calls. I see the morning rising low. I see the day that breaks the sky, like an old flea-bit hound dog, chasing shadows low and high, across my desert Shangri-La. In his wake, a blazing sigh, the cat he's chasing on the fly. He runs through canyons and desert plains, telling end of daytime claims. I see the day that breaks the sky. I see the night's lazy creeping, like a timid, shy dormouse, sneaking in like water creeping, across my desert Shangri-La. In his hues, colors peeping, as he follows the dog sneaking. He prowls the plateaus of people's old, squeaking in the sunset's bold. I see the night's lazy creeping.
Well done.
Well.
I like it.
Now I can tell Dennis and Bob that I called in.
Oh, thank you for calling us.
And we hope you call again.
So, yes. Judging by that you know Dennis and Bob, what do you go by on All Poetry?
Serenity and Chains.
Oh, yes, I know you. Thank you for calling our show.
Well, it's been. I was going to call last week, or actually 2 weeks ago, and then my son went into the hospital. We found out he has diabetes. So.
Oh, no.
I've been kind of disposed of for the last few weeks dealing with that.
Well, yeah, you know, job as a mom comes before poet.
So you guys aren't going to be there next week, so I will refrain because I think I'd be the only one calling in.
No, I have a feeling the phones are going to be ringing out. They're like, what? This is a replay show?
But definitely, we will definitely be back the week after, refreshed. Hopefully, I will be over the hangover. I'm kidding. I'm not going to.
No.
I'm kidding. But no, we will be back the week after.
Okay. Well, I will try to call in then.
Thank you, Billie Jean.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. If you want to call in like Billie Jean, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. And I actually was inspired to read a poem from my book that I brought in tonight.
All right.
Because Michael and the board monkey were typing back and forth, and there were a couple of Herman Melville references for Moby Dick.
That's right.
In their conversation. Yeah, we have real intellectual conversations over the IMs.
Always.
Here.
Yes. Always.
And in my book, there is a poem by Herman Melville in here called Shiloh. Skimming lightly, wheeling still, the swallows fly low. Over the field in a clouded daze, the forest field of Shiloh. Over the field where April rain solaced the parched ones stretched in pain. Through the pause of night that followed the Sunday fight. Around the church of Shiloh. The church so lone, the log-built one, that echoed to a many parting groan. And a natural prayer of dying foemen mingled there. Foemen at morn, but friends at eve, fame or country least their care. What like a bullet can undeceive, but now they lie low, while over them the swallows skim, and all is hushed at Shiloh.
Well done. Well read.
Good choice, too. Yeah. That's a really good one.
And, ties in with our chat speak between booth and sound coordinator. But before we go to our last caller, I do need to bring up, we have to issue a public apology.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yes, we do.
We try not to belittle the poets that are on the air here. We try not to judge them for the art. We have had a caller in the past that we flamed last week. It was an inside joke. He is actually a member of the Silent Still who used to gag call us with
songs, Katy Perry lyrics, and
Katy Perry lyrics, "Cat in the Hat" by Dr. Seuss. He did the Michael Myers.
I thought
one
it was Green Eggs
show.
And Ham that he did.
That's what I said.
But
it
said was, "Cat in the Hat."
Oh,
but it was
but still.
It yes. was basically. I mean, he was calling to help support the show, but he also was doing it with his sense of humor, and we were assuming that he was listening last week, or you know, so. Yes. We wanted just to clarify that because I knew listening to it afterwards, I'm like, wow, if people didn't know that it was a joke, it would sound like we were actually making fun of a poet.
Yes.
We never would do that.
We would never do that. Your chosen art form is your chosen art form.
We actually
we try
make
not
fun
to
of
censor
musicians.
It.
I'm
we
sorry.
Make fun of musicians.
I'm sorry.
We don't make fun of poets. What are you talking about? No, just kidding.
No, we make fun of friends and people we know like we do in here.
Exactly.
So.
And we're all big family. So if you at all feel offended, let us know. We can talk about it because that's. That's not what we want here. We want poetry in art form. So, speaking of poets and art forms, please welcome to the line our final caller of the evening. She's from right here in Denver, Colorado, and she's going to be at our big show on the 19th. Please welcome Veronica.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hi. I just have a little short, sweet one here for you to cap off the night called Synchronicities. It's sort of... a take on the Rastafarian use of the word I to represent you, me, they, us.
Nice.
It's all I. So synchronicities light our way if we would but just see. The chance encounter passed on by hardly seems so much, yet in the blinking of an eye is honored or passed right by. Life, it whispers clues outside to gently guide us home. To sing the song we're meant to be and lead us to our good. They show us where we are best strong to where we would but dream. The synchronistic light, when acknowledged and embraced, does never lead an eye astray, nor does it ever feign, but speaks to us our truth inside to free eye from the chain. We will but find or lose ourselves somewhere along the way. To leave a heart's desire checked and bound inside, we should all over and make a mess and block good from our eye. I honor eye within the light which can be hard to see. I honor eye and I delight in synchronicity.
Nice.
Veronica, very good work. Thank you again.
Strong work, Veronica. I'm glad we chose you to be on our show, too. You just keep improving with each week.
I'm looking forward to it.
We're going
to
have a good time. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a blast.
Excellent. Well, hopefully we'll hear from you in 2 weeks when we come back to the air, okay?
I'll give it my best shot.
I think we'll see her before that.
We're going to see you before that, but we'll hear from you on World Poetry Open Mic.
Before that. That's right. So, okay.
That's right.
I don't even know what I'm saying anymore.
That's why we're on the air. We have no
idea. Okay, I don't feel so alone. All right, you guys have a great night, and thanks for everything you do.
Thank you,
Veronica.
Speaking of thank yous, I do want to thank Mary Cohn, our executive producer.
Yes.
I want to thank Robert and the MSC family. All the shows there are just ramping it up. I want to thank our operations director, Mr. Ira, and I want to thank KZK The Vibe. I want to thank you for being here with us.
Absolutely, man. And we want to thank you as well.
Thank the Phantom.
Hey, yeah. Thank you.
And, of course, many great thanks to our technical producer, 8Boy, for keeping the things afloat while we're going. And you're listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life. And we are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Out on the scene today, blasted in every way. You caught on the other side. Some things you just can't hide. Feel the poison of changing me. All that I'll ever be comes back crushing on into me. Here it comes again. Has it
place to go, right to your day, into a black box and it came out gray.